Holiday on the Ridge. And here to talk to us about that and give us all the details, Marjorie Snyder. Marjorie, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy holidays to everyone.
And happy holidays to you as well. Boy, this Saturday, the 17th annual Holiday on the Ridge. What are the details and who all is involved?
Well, forget Cyber Monday and shop Super Saturday at our Holiday on the Ridge, December 2nd, 9 to 4. And there's 22 open house locations. You can eat pancake breakfast at the high school with the Key Club. You can eat lunch or dinner at Bistro 83 on Route 83. Make crafts at the Northridgeville Library and experience the best deals ever right here in Northridgeville.
That all sounds absolutely fantastic. So many different things to get into and so many different locations to experience it. 17 years. Just incredible. What a nice run that this event is on right now. How did this all begin?
Well, they decided they wanted to get together the businesses in Northridgeville and start a tradition. And usually we have over 20 open house locations. Now we have a drawing. You can enter at every location. We're giving three or four great prizes away. Plus, you can get all your Christmas shopping done all in the same realm. And it's a great opportunity.
Now, you mentioned that there are over 20 open houses. For those who aren't aware of what all is involved with the open houses, what's involved with the open house?
Okay. I'm going to take Don Mold's plantation, which is right next to our chamber office here. They do a great job of having the event. They have several different prize drawings. They have a lot of products on sale for Christmas. You can buy your Christmas tree and get your picture taken with Santa. So that's just an example of some of the events that go on at each location.
And it sounds like each location has its own nice little unique spot as well. I mean, it sounds like there's something for everybody to get into. You mentioned being able to get your Christmas shopping done early. And you're keeping it local here, too. And I think that's generally the idea here as well, Marjorie, right? Just to kind of keep things local and shop here in Northridgeville?
Oh, right. The craft bazaars themselves, there's seven of them. It's at the churches. And some of the, I can list some of the items that you can purchase at the craft bazaars if we have the time. Handmade and homemade crafts, doll clothes, woodworking crafts, jewelry, wreaths, knitted and quilted goods, baked goods, candles, and on. So, I mean, there's all unique handmade items that people really, I think it's getting to the point where people like to buy something a little different and handmade to make it a little bit personal. And this is what you can buy at all these different craft bazaars.
Marjorie, I'm just curious, how do the businesses get involved? Do they typically contact you? Do you reach out to them? How's that work?
Well, we had a waiting list this year. Because we can only have X amount of businesses participate, because it would be impossible for people to go to more than 22 businesses in one day. So people contact me now, but what I try to do is keep the spot for the business that was in it last year. We have Discover the Ridge in May, mm-hmm. and we have Holiday on the Ridge in December. So it's a great business opportunity, networking for all these businesses.
Again, we're talking with Marjorie Snyder, Holiday on the Ridge, coming your way this Saturday. Well, hopefully Mother Nature decides to cooperate. You get lots of sunshine like we have today. You talked about the process, about how this all began 17 years ago, and it really certainly has evolved. You mentioned over 20 businesses involved to the point now where you've got the businesses on a waiting list, and it sounds like it's an all-encompassing event. I mean, it's hard just to go to one place and not go to the other 21 places after that, but there are so many different events. You mentioned the pancake breakfast. You mentioned there's also a tree lighting. What goes on at these two events?
Well, the tree lighting is at 5 p.m. in South Central Park. The mayor lights the tree for Northridgeville, and then another event that happens is this is the second year for Magic of Lights at Victory Park. Now, this is a wonderful event. It's 1.5 miles, a drive-through for a light show. And, I mean, you can't beat it. They charge per car, and it's really, you know, they just paved the road. They didn't have a paved road last year. They paved the road for this event, and it's quite something. I went through on the open house night, and what a lovely light display.
Yeah, I can say I drive by Victory Park every night on my way home. I live in Olmsted Falls, and it's amazing to see all the lights lit up over there and just how spectacular. I mean, they've got some great, I guess, diagrams is the word I'm looking for, but a giant tree. I've seen that at this point.
Oh, I mean, they have so many different displays. Mm-hmm. It's quite a light spectacle. That's... So what I'm saying is that you can start out with breakfast in the morning and end up at the light show after the Christmas lighting in the park, and virtually spend 12 to 14 hours here in North Ridgeville for one day. Now, that's what I call a super Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And you can get all your holiday shopping done with 4 weeks to spare. I mean, I think it's a win-win for all parties involved. And speaking of which, you know, you mentioned that the businesses certainly have bought into this idea. You know, you have to put businesses on a waiting list. That's how popular Holiday on the Ridge has become. What's the response that you normally get from some of the residents or those who come in outside of North Ridgeville to attend this as well?
Well, part of our purpose for the Visitors Bureau is to bring people from other locations into our city. I get phone calls from all over about different events that are coming up. The residents here in North Ridgeville really appreciate this. The businesses that are getting people into their business appreciate it, and a lot of outsiders. We send out brochures. I have over 1,000 brochures that it ordered, you know, thousands of brochures to go out to the AAAs and the libraries all over Northeast Ohio. And we pull the people in for this, the two events that we have during the year.
Very cool stuff. Well, you alluded to some of the crafts a little bit earlier. There are different craft shows going on throughout the course of Holiday on the Ridge on Saturday. Do you have a favorite craft or maybe a favorite couple of crafts that you have either seen yourself or purchased in all the years that this has been going on? Because when it comes to the holidays, everybody's got their own style, everybody's got their own taste, but are there one or two that have stood out to you?
Well, I love Poppy's Popcorn. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's in North Ridgeville, and they have so many great gift ideas where you can go and buy individual cans of popcorn to give away as gifts. You can buy little treats for the kids, but it's all homemade popcorn, and it's really good. I mean, it's a really good quality product. I would say that's one of my favorites as far as giving away Christmas gifts. You could go there and virtually buy all your Christmas gifts.
See, and that's a wonderful place to start, too, for my next question, because you mentioned if you go to a place like Poppy's, you can get popcorn for the kids. But this is also an event where I'm sure kids are certainly encouraged to come, too. While you might be doing some shopping, and some folks may come without their kids for that purpose, it sounds like there are a number of different stops along the way and a number of cool activities for kids to get into as well.
Well, yeah, getting your picture taken with Santa, a lot of the different stops have that, and certainly, they have toys and things that would interest small children in their shops.
Very good stuff. Well, Marjorie, before we let you go here, for our listeners out there that are wondering where they can go to find out some more information online, where can they go to get that information to get all the details on Saturday's Holiday on the Ridge?
Well, this week in the North Ridgeville Press, there's going to be a total brochure of every location, plus we have our own website, nrchamber.com, where there's a copy of the brochure itself with every place. And you can stop into the Visitors Bureau. We're at 34845 Lorraine Road in North Ridgeville.
And what time does it all get started this Saturday?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Very cool stuff. Well, hopefully you get weather as beautiful as we have right now. A couple of snow showers wouldn't be the worst thing, right? Because then you would really get some more festive feel for a Holiday on the Ridge, right?
Oh, we're already festive. We don't need the snow.
I love the confidence. Marjorie, thank you so much for stopping by.
Happy holidays, and thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you as well. That's Marjorie Snyder telling us all about Holiday on the Ridge.